Faith is the only power that can conquer all our adversities. Since God does not believe in retirement, I also do not believe in retirement. Smiling days come to chase away depression nights. There is not a single question that cannot be answered by the silence of my heart. Remain always hopeful. God is bound to appear before you. Every day make time to cultivate gratitude. My Lord, if something pleases you, then I am all for it. If we have only one goal, then definitely we shall arrive at that goal sooner or later. I do not need two empty eyes, but I do need an empty heart for God to fill. Yesterday my Lord wanted me to be the hope dream, and I did become. Today my Lord wants me to be the promise reality. I have become. My Lord, can you not see that I am all alone? Why do you have to hide? My Lord, the sweetness of your eye has permeated my entire being. How can I miss anything, since nothing has come from me? To satisfy God is within my capacity, but alas, to satisfy mankind is an impossible task. I must disown the ferocious tiger deep within me and become a mild and tender lamb. Everything of God I treasure, but I treasure God's forgiveness feet most. To realize God, no austerity cave is needed. Each divine thought is my only breath mantra. Desires and sorrows do not want to remain together. Devotion intensity is the fastest speed in the spiritual life. From now on, my hands will only be for God service. A single heart tear of mine can bring my Lord into all my problems. Obedience is the very start of our journey. Obedience has to be brought into our day-to-day activities. I have no idea which is more intense, my love of God or my devotion to God. I have two prayers: to burn my God desire fire during the entire day, to see my Lord Supreme face to face. Heaven's compassion hand touches everyone's heart and never misses anyone. Peace we want without the smile of oneness. It is an impossible task. God does not mind if I fail in the race, but he does mind if I do not have and keep the right attitude. My Lord, do you really identify yourself with what I do and with what I do not do? My child, what else can I do? The destination is for everyone. But alas, only one in a million believes. My Lord Supreme says to me that he is going to give me a mind of purity, a heart of sincerity, and a life of God eagerness. God's heart home every day invites me. But I prefer to live inside my mind's cave. Alas, I do not accept the invitation. The mind does not believe in discovery. It believes only in invention. A thinker can never be the winner in the inner race. For a God lover, no matter who or where he is, God sends a beautiful angel to take care of him. To my great joy, my life has become a very rapid heaven ascent. No outer influence will ever be able to shake my inner calm. To have a perfect aspiration heart, we must breathe in only one thing, God's grace. We think we surrender to God. It is not true. God has already surrendered to our God unwillingness mind. To be a saint is to raise the consciousness of the entire humanity. The ego is useless from every point of view. My Lord, if I fail to pray to you even for a single day, then do ignore me to your heart's content. If I feel God's presence all the time in the very depths of my heart, I do not need anything else, either from the outer world or from the inner world. Sleeplessly and breathlessly, if we do not invoke God, God remains in the blue of his sky. We make no sacrifices. We just make our love of God more sincere. I must simplify my life and purify my heart sooner than at once. My devotion tears do have the power to bring God closer and closer to me. God is pleased with me only when I have bound him completely. May my meditation heart and my prayer eyes chase away my desire life. When I try to do something good for mankind, I get overwhelming support from my inner pilot. I tell God not to forget me. God tells me not to ignore him. God dreams blossom extremely fast when the mind enjoys a deep sleep. My destiny's soul is my adamantine willpower. I have been searching for one thing, God's peace tower. Desires go and come back. This is the desire game. Aspiration goes upward and upward. It carries with it a one-way ticket. Each divine thought is a sweet awakening of our heart. Earth challenges, heaven takes as an amusement park. The mind does not want to remain duty-bound. The heart knows only one thing, God's express command. A true seeker has only one aim. God has to be pleased first and foremost. The mind does not know what true happiness is. What is most painful is that the mind thinks that it knows what true happiness is. When I become my heart's burning cry, only then will God come and stand right in front of me. My heart's purity joy can never be marred. Desire flames never want to be extinguished. Each time I keep my mind silent, my heart bird flies to a very high altitude. I can make each minute beautiful, soulful, cheerful, and fruitful if I maintain my inner happiness. Solitude can never be a real escape. Every day, God sends countless letters of hope to aspiring humanity. God tells me that His compassion and my affection are both invaluable. When we please God, He shows us the way that has no dead end. My high consciousness knows no if, but, or why. Each time God smiles at me, I feel His smile becomes sweeter and more powerful. This morning my Lord has blessed me with an insatiable God-hunger heart. My aspiration heart is bound to be crowned by my soul's beauty and fragrance. If we cannot chastise the mind for its wrongdoing, then we shall never be able to bring about world harmony. Every day God whispers into my ears, "My child, surcharge your heart with the most powerful joy. Each divine thought inspires us to walk along the rainbow dawn road. God wants me to faithfully write down His world transformation dictates. The world gives me doubt poison. My Lord blesses me with faith antidote. If I want to please God, then I must give Him most cheerfully each breath of my heart. Unlike your mind, do not try to hide from God. God is all love. God is all compassion. God is all forgiveness. God's universal beauty awakens, illumines, and fulfills our own divinity. God suffers when He sees that we are not paying any attention to breaking asunder our earthly bondage chains. My heart devotion and my mind frustration can never be found together. To surrender to anybody other than God is the height of the seeker's stupidity. When my heart sheds tears of gratitude to God, my soul starts dancing in ineffable ecstasy. Each time I compromise, I am forced to be hundreds of miles away from divinity's highest height. I have access to God's heart home only when I obey His heart whispers. We are all lonely for our soul's God infinity vision light. I must value each moment. For each moment is a golden opportunity for me to realize God. I do not need the eye of certainty. I need only the heart of certainty to know if I am really pleasing my Lord Supreme in His own way. God tells me that my God love must shine in each part of my being. God's love is the only thought that permeates my whole life. The human mind has no open windows. They are all closed. When we have a very deep meditation, God blesses us with His eternity's breath. Each human being is compelled to take part in the cosmic play. Inside the heart of night, there is definitely a streak of light. Life marches forward. Achievements come and meet life. Hope is always there to encourage us and inspire us. I always speak to my Master with tears of love and devotion. The power of the heart conquers the world with self-offering. If you look out with empty eyes, how can you see light anywhere? When we speak in silence, we see God singing and dancing for our great achievement. Ignorance night embodies deathless opposition. Peace and bliss are the divine parents of Mother Earth. I am praying to God for a secret and sacred touch of the compassion-flooded Mother Earth. O pilgrim on eternity's road, march on, march on. Do not give in, do not give in. Each soul is endowed with unique qualities and capacities. When we take birth, we enjoy a beautiful cradle. When we leave the world, we enjoy a peaceful cradle. The morning stars are my fate makers. Cheerfulness, soulfulness, and oneness grow slowly and steadily in the heart of time. Patience and perseverance are the two main secrets of our nature's transformation. Silence descends from the highest summit reality. Those who do not pray and meditate are bound to have heavy and empty time vessels. I can do it. I must do it. Lo, I have done it. I have touched the feet of my Lord Supreme. When we pray and meditate, we expedite the birth of beautiful heart blossoms. May my love of God be as eternal as the cosmic law. What I want is a silence communication, empty of words and deeds. Only the eye of faith can see the universe unmistakably. Gratitude heart flowers are very rare. May my life breath be surcharged with the light of spirituality. The pride of the mind and the humility of the heart can never be reconciled. The silence and beauty of the sunrise inspire me to commune with the unknowable. Life is constantly blossoming, either in the inner world or in the outer world. When I pray, the morning birds sing with me. When I meditate, the evening stars dance with my heart. My Lord, please tell me how long will my world, inner and outer, suffer from your absence? I must leave behind all human boundaries to enter into the divine world of infinity. No life should take the mind as its boss. If we live in the heart, only then can we value our life. Do not delay. Start with new enthusiasm, new inspiration, and new aspiration. My Lord, I love your sound light, but I love your silence delight infinitely more. Alas, I do not know how long the world will remain as hostile as it is now. I must pray, not only for myself, but also for those who do not care to pray. There is only one essential prayer. My Lord, let thy will be done. I am looking for God, while God is looking at me. The only way to pray better is to shed heart tears while praying. Every morning my soul helps me bathe in the sea of silence. God does not speak when he sees that humanity does not care for his advice. No risk, no life. No life, no God manifestation. There are so many roads that lead to satisfaction. I have chosen the surrender road. Be not afraid of failure. Cultivate an adamantine will. Immediately it will take you forward, upward, inward. While praying, do not forget the presence of humility inside your heart. Meditation is the only duty that a God lover has. The heart that cries for God can easily have ceaseless God gratitude. A purity heart feels God's presence everywhere. By being hard on yourself, you can accomplish nothing significant. Disciple and Master, two bodies with one heart and one soul. To make mistakes does not indicate a failure life. You must follow your dreams lovingly and faithfully if you want to arrive at reality's shore. Inside my prayers and meditations, I see my Lord's tears of joy and smiles of pride. Not the voice of reverence, but the heart of devotion we need to please our Lord Supreme. He who cannot dare to begin again will end in a failure life. To transcend curiosity, we must remain in the beauty of our heart garden. God is blissful and never forgetful. Each soulful breath is a new heart expansion. When I play my prayer flute, I see my Lord compassionately looking at me. When I meditate in silence, I see my Lord singing and dancing inside my heart. May my love of God every day be more and more intensified. My Lord's heart home knows no religion. There is always a special meaning in each event of our life. I do not know how and why so often fear creeps into my heart. God's forgiveness land has no barriers. Today's fighting minds will grow into loving hearts tomorrow. The bird of your heart will fly to God's heart home and show you the way. What a mystery! When I invoke God, he does not come, but he comes uninvoked and sits on my heart's throne happily and proudly. Now that I am all for God, God has sounded his victory gong most powerfully. When I started looking for God, I had not the slightest idea that it would be so easy to find him. Every morning sees a new arrival of my Lord Supreme inside my gratitude heart. How I wish I could claim God the way he claims me, all the time, as his own, very own. Every morning my heart gallops with new hopes. Every night my soul gallops with new dreams. I cast aside all the thoughts in my head, but alas, they return in no time. My mind needs enthusiasm flood. My heart needs aspiration mountain. I need aspiration, dedication, love, devotion, surrender, and gratitude in boundless measure. Quite often we are afraid to be unpopular. Therefore we adopt foul means. Cleverness quite often is caught and then realizes how stupid it is. New opportunities are bound to dawn. Just keep your heart door wide open. My eyes are indeed in one place, but my heart is everywhere. When I do not pray and meditate, I find myself between my mind's cleverness and my body's idleness. Prayerful tears are not only beautiful, but also blissful. Give away all your love to humanity. Rest assured, infinitely more love will be supplied from above. If you are neutral, that means you are not my friend. We conquer ignorance by doing the right thing again and again. Once you have started, no matter how slowly, you must continue to the very end. I ask my heart, can it depend solely on God? My heart says, yes. We are afraid of going to God, but God is always eager to employ us in his cosmic play. Desire prayers weaken the divine in us. Aspiration prayers enrich us. Our entire being. To hear silence, we need a special ear, and that ear is made of God's unreserved compassion. Each divine action is the blossom of a pure thought. If we do not lose our child heart, God invites us to play all the time in his own heart gardens.